Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by two gentlemen who are leading their company's transformation of network solutions for the mobile edge. The first person I'd like to introduce is Randy Cook, VP of Sales and Business Development at Saguna Networks. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, Allison.
And he's joined by Steve Cohenson, VP of Business Development at ACS.
Yes, thank you, Allison. Nice to be here.
So the first question I'm going to ask you guys, I think this is the first time we've had Saguna and ACS on the program, is just to introduce your companies and then your specific roles within those companies to set the stage.
I can kick that off. Saguna started with mobile edge computing before mobile edge computing existed. Saguna makes a software platform that service providers can use to move content, applications, and services out towards the edge of the network as close to the subscribers as possible. Service providers do that in an aggregated fashion of a few base stations, and Saguna makes a software that allows those different applications and services to be hosted kind of in a cloud architecture, if you will, out in the mobile network further from the EPC, the Evolved Packet Core.
And how about you, Steve?
Yes, ACS is a company that's been around 25 years, $1.4 billion in revenue, working with the major accounts in the U.S. and worldwide. And we started basically as a reseller of data center products and integrating the data center, have moved into networks and now moving on into SDN, NFV, along with the mobile edge computing.
Everybody is talking about the mobile edge, but I don't think anybody has given the industry standard definition of what the mobile edge is and what it's not. Randy, do you want to take your shot on defining the mobile edge?
It is a difficult question because everybody does seem to have a little bit different. That's what's great about the standard is there's an architecture that's adaptable to what a service provider wants to define as a mobile edge. But it could be as detailed as a base station or a RAN location or an aggregation of base stations. Right now, what we know in the architecture is you have an access part and it carries it into the core of the network where all the services are delivered from. This moves those services out closer to the subscribers to reduce the round trip time of a packet. So wherever the location is that makes sense that you can do that, even all the way to the edge or at an aggregation point.
Steve, what are the use cases here for the types of data that you would want to move closer to the user? And how would a operator know what types of data should be optimized where?
If you think about it, any business office, everyone's using their handheld device. So the data needs to be closer to that device. And the way to do that is create that mobile edge of data, compute, and voice so that it can be utilized. And the carriers look at it as an advantage because they offload their towers with the use of local small cells or whatever in the buildings.
Now, I would assume that analytics has got to come into play here at some point to determine the next episode of the latest Netflix hit is going to be out, and this needs to be moved out to the edge devices in these neighborhoods because we know that there's lots of Netflix users here. Mm-hmm. What is the analytics engine that's driving this, and where's the industry with that part of the equation?
ACS has a lot of experience in this because they've been supporting these types of applications. They've announced a solution called Smart Perimeter. One of the applications that they can support on Smart Perimeter is analytics, where they're collecting information that improves the optimization of what content needs to be at the edge and who the subscribers are and what they can monetize.
You know, I gave one use case of a television show that they know is going to be a hot commodity. What are the other use cases that folks are looking at?
So within a corporate office place, you have training. You have normal daily compute, and you have unified communications, voice in, voice out of the building. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the use cases, the standard use. Also, the TCO for using mobile edge computing is fantastic. I won't go into any exact numbers, but there's a significant savings. Other use cases are retail. Someone walks into a store, you already know what they like, you know what their last purchase was. You talked about big data. And part of Smart Perimeter, we looked at several companies to put our software stack and solution together, and Saguna was by far and away the guys in the leadership role in mobile edge computing. They were our first and foremost partner there.
Can you talk a little bit about what Saguna and other industry leaders are doing to deliver the technology required, and where are we in terms of the capabilities that are available in the industry?
Mobile edge computing is coming up on a year now of going through the standardization process. And so there's an ecosystem that's being developed and built right now that is adding to the use cases that are being offered and to monetize what mobile edge computing will look like. And so the service providers right now are starting to look at how they could implement it and test. It's a new architecture. It's a new solution for them. They haven't had the ability to move the applications out to the edge. And so to offer their subscribers the ability to get Instagram and Facebook and serve it from the edge of the network is something that obviously subscribers would love to see, so that their content, videos that they're playing, and the way that they interact, maybe gaming, it's served much closer to the edge and the performance is improved. And for the service provider, the reduced cost to deploy those services is going to be a big impact for them.
Can you talk about where we are with standards development and what groups are involved in setting standards and best practices here?
So the Mobile Edge Compute is an industry-specific group inside of ETSI, and the adoption from industry leaders has been great. Intel working with Saguna and some of the other key vendors to come up with industry reference designs for how to deploy mobile edge computing has been a big, big part of moving the standard forward. Software development kits that Intel provides to help other parts of the solution in the ecosystem to be able to use their applications with Intel. This industry-specific group that's inside of ETSI's also working on NFV. They go together real nicely because mobile edge computing has a lot of the characteristics of network function virtualization as well. You've seen adoption from service providers that are in the middle of it. The RAN vendors, you know, Huawei and Nokia and some of the key vendors that have RAN architecture, and some of the software vendors like Saguna that are part of that.
So Steve, where do you think we are in terms of industry engagement, and what encourages you that we're really taking a step forward towards industry standard collaborative solution delivery to address this market need?
Coming from that data center environment where there are standards for just about everything, I look at the solutions we're putting together now as we start to integrate those solutions. As far as the collaboration goes, I don't think it's there yet. I believe one of the products, Smart Perimeter, that we're working on is a leading edge product that will see significant growth along with the help of Intel and Saguna and other companies. And as we get into that small cell world and get out of the way of thinking of the old data center into the new edge, I think the standards will come.
You guys are also members of the Intel Network Builders program. So can you tell us about your experiences with network builders and where you see this playing a key function in this space?
Well, software needs a processor to run on. And so together, we've been able, through network builders, to demonstrate those capabilities and to encourage other vendors that can add some functionality to kind of join us. You know, it's just grown dramatically over the last year through working with Intel and being part of network builders.
Steve, do you have anything to share on that?
For us, Intel's been awesome. Without Intel, it wouldn't come to fruition as early as it has, where we're actually demoing the product that we've built today.
When you talk to end customers and you show them the proofs of concepts of these technologies and the initial product delivery, are they thinking about changing the ways that they're doing business? And what are the most innovative ways that you've heard people talk about new service delivery with this model?
Depends on what your perspective is. If you're a service provider, they absolutely have issues and problems. You know, if they just look at what video is going to do to the network and the amount of traffic that they have to support, solutions like mobile edge computing is an answer to that. So if you're a customer, being a mobile service provider, those types of people should be talking to Intel right now about what their role is in mobile edge computing and how they solve those types of problems. If their perspective is an enterprise, they're talking to the mobile service providers, but what they really need to be asking the mobile service providers is, how can you provide cloud edge computing in your network for my solution? And that's what Steve and ACS is doing, is providing a solution in that context right now. If you're an enterprise network right now and you're worried about your employees coming into the office with mobile devices and you want some control over that, you want to improve the performance in your building for using those types of devices, what ACS has done with Smart Perimeter Solution in the mobile edge computing platform is perfect for enterprises to go talk to mobile service providers for delivering those solutions now.
My final question for you is, if listeners want to find out more, where would you send them?
For Saguna, they can contact Intel and ask about mobile edge computing, and Saguna would be a partner for Intel. Contact me or our website, saguna.net. You can get information about what we're doing with the mobile edge compute standard.
I would say the same thing as far as contacting Intel. You can contact myself, and our website is www.acsacs.com.
Well, Randy, Steve, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.